Gamers Haven Podcast proudly presents the companion game to Deadlands Reloaded, Enough Room to Die. Just who is the Lazarus Group, and what is their interest in this notorious band of outlaws that's crisscrossing the West? Follow them as they unlock the secrets to a plot worse than they could ever imagine. Deadlands. Hell hath no fury. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Yeah, okay, it's recording.
What's minus one toughness?
Your toughness... I've already calculated that in.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Your toughness is...
I would like to say that I think if small is a major hindrance, it should also be helping your agility, since you're smaller, so you could theoretically move faster.
But it's a hindrance,
just be glad I didn't give you the obese hindrance.
Hey. I would have been offended.
I know you would have.
Well, no, you would have hit your finger, though. Remember, it's not you personally.
Lion eyes.
Just remember that it isn't.
I already have lion eyes.
Yeah, no, you have lion eyes.
I'm a Texas Ranger who can't lie worth a damn.
That is.
Well, it's basically more along the lines when I'm gambling. I can't.
Arcane?
I'm one of those people that's sitting there holding the aces and eights going. I think he's got a good hand. Okay. We better drop out of there.
Which is the one. There we go. Arcane background, weird science.
You're going for another. We got another weird scientist coming, huh?
Who's the other weird?
Oh, Wally. This is a very specific weird scientist.
Oh, I'm a veteran of the Weird West. I've seen things
no human being
ever wants to see.
Why can I never find this?
Where do I have a lot of good stuff? I got me some boots and some sets of and a shirt. And
what is the requirement to novice?
Everybody, novice. There's the five ranks: novice, seasoned veteran,
so you just can't take it if you're not a novice.
Right.
Everybody starts as novice. It's a low novice is basic.
I'm seasoned though.
Right. You're novice, seasoned, then heroic, veteran, legendary.
Keep going. Legendary. We haven't reached that point yet.
It takes a long time.
Smart. I'm kind of smart. I got me a lot of vigor.
That's a good assortment.
Occult, streetwise, survival, tracking, notice, guts.
All right. Here's your stats.
Who? Oh, here are your stats, kiddo.
Or you want me to just write that down?
Holy crap.
You got some decent stats, man.
Whoa.
They got two aces. Damn.
That's, I'd put one of those into your skill points.
Yeah, one of them's going into my skill points. All right, let's see.
Yeah, we're just waiting for Molly and Joey.
Got my Spencer carbine, my Colt pacemaker, my bow and neck, and my whip. And some dynamite.
Let's see. I forget the breakdown of the...
And my horsey.
What they all mean when you use them as stats. I remember the aces in there. Really
do you remember what year I had put the Texas Rangers game?
Oh,
it's like 1876?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
That's what I thought. I thought I kept it early.
Commander James Runcie.
Yeah, let me see those cards again just so I can write down what each of them equals. Are you going to put one of them into your stats?
Yeah, I'm going to put one of the aces into my stats.
You got some goodies in there.
Yeah, he does.
can't remember how that goes, how they work, but it's that, that's a very it's a very nice assortment. So.
Yeah, the stats are, the rest of the stats are okay, but you.
Is that in the book? I forget the using the stat the cards for stats. I forget.
What? No, it's a side thing.
It's a side
that you
thing
can download. I just think it's a lot better.
Yeah, like I did like that.
D10, only... D60, 60, 68 are your stats.
Nice.
D10, D60, 68. That's awesome. And then I have 18.
Points. Let me just go check on Molly. So we're gonna actually get started. Morgan, you will finish developing your. You know how the character's gonna play?
Yes.
Okay. Then we're gonna you're gonna start playing him. As you're building your stats.
All right.
You want to get the game moving. Because unfortunately, Pidgey can only be with us till 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
The name for your character.
Alright. Well, we'll be down in a second. Alrighty. Well, while we're waiting for the people in in Busy's party, let's start with you guys.
Yeehaw.
Last thing you both remember, you were in a saloon in... Where the hell city I had you guys in?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Not important. just don't worry.
We're heading north, if I'm not mistaken.
You were heading north.
We were near a railroad.
From Texas.
Yep.
That's great. So you're standing in the marshal's office. The marshal had just walked through the door and Moon's character has that weather control device.
Yo, mm-hmm. I remember that.
And he decides... He's going to use it to create a big fog so you can guys get out. So he goes, beep! Beep, beep! Presses the button a bunch of times. Punches it and you hear... Chunk, 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 chunk. He's like, well, that doesn't sound... And you just see light. just dazzling,
oh,
bright...
God,
oh my God, light.
You...
What?
Scene change.
You have no idea what the heck just happened. And
we lost Martin somewhere in the process. He's still sitting in jail about to get hung for using witchcraft.
Well, you don't know what happened there.
Oh, well.
But it's just bright, bright, unbelievable light. And as it kind of fades back down, you're standing... You hear water. The first thing you hear is just water dashing against rocks. You hear the waves. And you clear your eyes. And,
Hawaii!
And you kind of go to take a step forward. And, you know, you can't see, so you're kind of cautious. And you go to take a step forward and you realize there's no ground in front of that. And as your eyes finish clearing and you look down, you're on a cliff face.
Oh, God, no, you can't do that to me.
And you, why is your character afraid of heights?
I have the fear of heights.
Yeah, do you really? Would you believe I actually forgot that?
Phobia heights, -2 to truth test. So
when you were ahead of you, then I go like,
oh wow, I totally actually, that's totally good. So the two of you are standing there, and
I'm freaking at this point.
You just basically fall back, and you're just no. And you look around, and you're basically on a giant. You don't understand what I say. If I say butt, a butte. Thank you. Okay. That's the word I'm looking for. It's a butte. And you look around, and there's a lot of these. And you're looking around, and there's water below you, and there's buttes everywhere. And John, give me a smarts check. Give me a general knowledge check.
That is a D10.
Same for you, Morgan. Just really quickly decide your.
I think my smarts need to be high for. So I use my D10.
Okay, so
give me a D10.
I just.
Yeah. What did you get, John?
6.
Did you roll your? Don't forget to roll your wild card with it.
Ooh, 6 and 5.
Okay, so it would be. So you got a 6. Yeah. Judging from what you know, what'd you get?
You got a 3.
You're too freaked out to figure out what's going on. You're like, how did we get in the maze?
Oh God.
Do you remember what the maze is?
I don't remember.
Okay, the maze is California. Basically, when California had the massive earthquake it had after the discovery of Ghost Rock, half of California dropped into the sea.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, just kind of.
So you guys are in the middle of the depths of the maze, where there's just water everywhere, there's big stone pillars everywhere.
The part of the land that stayed up,
and part of the land
kind of faded away around it.
Go to the very front of that book. Okay, show Morgan. Actually, no, wait, that's not a good picture.
Yeah, one of these has a decent picture.
One of these. Okay. That's California now.
Oh, wow.
We're out in one of these things.
You're somewhere along that coastline. You're not exactly sure where.
Not a fun place.
That's not good.
Busy!
Where am I again?
You're
about to fight a mad scientist?
You're about to fight a mad scientist. So
because Jess blew up the ticking rabbits or something?
Something like that. We'll explain it to you later. It really doesn't matter because the last thing you remember is that...
We were about to fight
him. You were about to fight the mad scientist. And he pulls out some kind of weird, creepy mad scientist device, pushes its button. Click. Click, click. And you get that same
flash of white light. Fabulous.
And you wake up, hear the sound of water.
Oh,
please refrain from cursing. Oh. Or if actually, it doesn't really matter. I don't really give a
damn. Well, I'm a nun, so...
I know you're a nun.
Depends on what kind of nun she is. She may not.
God damn it! I'm sorry, Lord.
I'm a good old fashioned Roman Catholic nun.
Yeah, she's a good. She's a scary nun.
The one with the ruler.
Oh God! Actually, you know what? Go ahead and put a ruler into your.
She just has to have one.
Oh, and if you want to, you guys all have nuns. Okay. So you wake up and you're on a butte and you sit up and you look around. Give me a spot check. Notice check.
All of us are...
No, just busy. Actually, yeah, you guys can give me one, too.
This is notice.
Notice is a D6 on mine.
A 4 and 1.
4 and 1. With that 4, you look around, and you're on this butte, and maybe 50 feet across a little, nice little chasm, is you see these two guys, and just like... They don't look any less confused. They look just about as confused as you do.
Good.
And the other thing you notice is, now, you vaguely remember that coming out of a closet in that mad scientist's room was a big old robot.
Oh, fabulous.
He's on the butte with you.
So I'm alone on this thing.
You're alone on this thing right now.
With a big giant robot.
You don't see anybody else. And there's a giant robot.
Am I allowed to ask how big the butte is?
I will go ahead and draw that just so you guys can see.
Well, I mean,
what's your character's name?
Elizabeth. Yeah. No, I'm serious.
No, it is. No. I named all their characters by their proper names just so it would be easier for them to remember. Just trying to find a good place for them to record it.
He's Duke.
What do you don't know that yet.
Professor, you don't know that yet. What's your name, character's name? Did you make a name yet?
So it's not like it's kind of wide?
So the butte's about this big. Each of these squares.
So we're in?
You're on the butte. Okay?
Okay.
So you're, on the edge.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if I could bonk him with the Bible and knock him off the edge.
Actually, it's only going to be about 30 feet.
And they're over there somewhere.
So there's another butte.
And, let's go ahead and pick some minis for you guys.
Give me somebody. Give me a ranger-y looking guy.
Yeah, I don't really have... Oh, wait.
Throwing the Bible at the robot and knock it off the cliff.
Anyway.
Well, I'm alone with a gun.
You have a gun?
No. And I have a ruler, a gun, and a Bible. And then I also have a backpack, a habit, a spare habit, some food, and a bedroll.
So
I got a bunch of goodies with me. I had a horse, but I don't think that I don't think that one came with me.
I think that's Joey's spot. I think you're another one. Right,
there
now,
I am.
That looks like me.
Morgan, what are you going to be?
Mad
scientist?
Oh, you're mad scientist of sorts.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
All right.
You're in a suit with a gun.
Busy. Yes. You're standing there trying to figure out, oh God, what's this robot about to do? And the next thing you hear is somewhere on the robot, you just hear, Daddy? Daddy, where'd you go? Daddy? And you see this kind of thing on its chest kind of open up, and you realize there's a small brain in there.
Oh. Oh my God.
And so it said, Daddy, I'm scared.
Really?
What do you do?
Well, now you may not want to shoot it or push it off the cliff.
No, I'm not pushing it off the cliff anymore.
Or run up to it and hit it.
It kind of takes a couple, it walks forward. It seems very accustomed to this body. You know, it seems a little strange because it's just moving kind of naturally.
So is she allowed to be like, hi, I'm Sister Elizabeth Clarence? Who are you?
It's you. What do you want to say? I mean, this is your character.
I would have her, because it's talking like a little kid, she'd probably be,
boy or girl?
It's kind of hard to tell.
It's a mechanical.
It's a mechanical voice. Kind of hard to tell.
Can we hear anything from where we are?
Give me notice checks, just because, you got the rushing waves and everything.
That's what I'm thinking, yes. Ooh, a 5 and a 6. A 5 and a 5?
Yeah, you hear faintly someone calling Daddy.
And obviously looking at it, it's not coming from the nun.
It ain't coming from the nun.
So now I'm looking at this big robot saying Daddy.
Okay, well, you're thinking about what you're going to do. Molly. So, you guys were... I told Busy this, I'm going to tell you. You guys were about to fight that nice mad scientist and his robot.
I don't remember what was going on.
You guys were...
2 months ago.
Yeah, I remember. I know. Suffice to say, you were about to fight a mad scientist and a robot. Mad scientist pulls out a device, pushes a button on it, nothing happens. Pushes it a bunch more times, nothing happens. Punches it, and everything just goes white.
Hello.
And you basically wake up to the sound of rushing water, and you open your eyes and you sit up and you realize that you're on this like little.
So we're not in that little town.
Oh no, not anymore.
Oh, she's on an even smaller one.
So you wake up and you're on this butte, and you look over the edge, and it's like a good 150 feet down to just seawater.
Crashing
waves. There's crashing waves. Waves are just crashing against the bottom of these. Oh, you're just like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, it was even better for me. I came to about to step off the end, and as my vision cleared, I'm on the edge of the and I have a fear of heights.
Joy.
I was like, ah!
So, you know, that you wake up, and that's pretty much where you are at this point, is you wake up on this. Off to your left, you see your friend, Sister Elizabeth Clarence, who has, of course, been with you the entire time during your adventures, standing very quietly in the background.
And Elizabeth, of course, she has.
She's a selective mute.
You also see the robot that the mad scientist was about to sick on you, and if you will roll me your notice check, notice is your skill. It's over there.
D10...
Ooh, and she's a good noticer.
Yeah, she's got a pretty good nose.
Give me that.
Yeah, you got a 4. Basically, you notice, you see everybody, and as you're standing there, you hear coming from the robot, Daddy? Daddy, where are you? So, yeah, so that's where you are. Elizabeth, so yes. What are you doing? You now...
going to introduce yourself and ask the robot its name.
Daddy calls me Jarvis.
She's not going to laugh at that, obviously.
Yeah, I know.
How Daddy, old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10?
I'm 10.
Do you know where we are right now?
I don't know where I am, and I don't know where Daddy is.
Okay. How old is your dad?
I don't know if I should be talking to you.
It's okay.
I don't know.
How can
Daddy says not to trust people. That people hurt us.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Do you have persuasion?
I have nothing.
No, in your skills. Under your skills. What are your skills?
Shooting, driving, notice, investigation, healing, guts, faith, intimidation. Why does she have intimidation? She's like nothing.
Change that to persuasion for me. That shouldn't be intimidation.
She's a nun.
Well, no, she's the nun with the ruler.
She's the nun with the ruler. That should be intimidating. But, okay, so roll me persuasion.
Okay, D6. 4 and 6.
4 and 6?
Yeah.
You rolled a 6 on one of those D6?
Yeah.
Roll it again.
6.
Keep rolling.
Oh, wow. She's
5.
Okay. Well, Daddy did always say the Lord had a warden, and you're a nun, aren't you? I can tell from those clothing. I've seen some pictures of nuns.
Okay.
Can you help me?
Tell me what you need.
I need to find Daddy.
Okay, where was Daddy? When did you see Daddy?
Daddy was home.
Okay, where's
home? We were home.
Where's home?
Peoria.
Okay, do you know how we got here?
No. Don't you? You're an adult.
Oh, God.
No, God.
This is not going to be fun.
I'm not sure how...
All right, let's freeze frame on Busy for a second. What are the two of you doing while this is going on?
Well, I'm starting to calm down after looking over the almost stepping off the cliff into nothingness.
I'm attempting to calm him down.
You're attempting to calm him down.
I'm listening. I'm watching the robots. It doesn't look... It's not making.
It's a scary look,
but it's not making any threat.
No, it's not.
I mean, having the veteran of the Weird West, I guess I've seen robots, so it's not going to be freaking.
You've seen
yet.
Well, automatons are not that common. What's kind of weird to you is, you know, automatons can take simple commands: go here, do this, attack. This one has a personality.
This one's talking.
So it's... Now, as a Texas Ranger, this is, you know... You're almost ready to go pull out your little Ranger Bible and go, hell? What the hell?
Personality robot. It's
like, what the hell is this?
He's sitting here going,
I've never heard... Are you trying anything at this point?
I'm sitting pulling out my research notebook.
You see... You're looking through your bag. Okay, so Molly pulls her bag off her back, which she's surprised. You know, all of you amazingly still have your things, which is, you know.
Hey, God bless you, Mr.
Oh,
I've also, by the way, asked the Butte if it has any idea how I got there.
What is she? The Butte has no response.
You come to a game.
Molly, what's your character's name?
Molly.
My character's name
Molly.
Is
Molly. She's making Molly Reynolds. Oh.
Making it
also known as Mad Molly Reynolds, also known as I Talk to Inanimate Objects.
My character thinks inanimate objects talk to her.
Mad Molly Reynolds. Okay,
right. Oh, that's why you talk to the Butte. I was wondering.
Is that an actual trait that you have? That you
can mad scientists have to take kind of like crazy traits, and the crazy trait we pulled from Molly was...
I just had to pick out some sort of insanity.
Yeah, she had to pick out an insanity, and she came up with she talks to inanimate objects.
But sometimes they tell me to do stupid and crazy things.
Okay. And yes. you're a mad scientist, too, right?
Yeah, he's going to be playing another mad scientist.
I got two mad scientists.
How's that coming, by the way?
It's good. I forget how the skill points work. It's one...
Skill points...
up to the die.
One up to the die, two after.
Two after the die. All right. Just making sure.
Yep, that's fine.
I'm a Texas Ranger.
Other than that, I'm good.
Two mad scientists.
And when Joey gets back, she's going to be Joanna Dawson. She's the gunslinger.
Joanna Dawson. Sounds great. It's a good name.
I love
that. I thought
Elizabeth Clarence worked.
Elizabeth Clarence.
I just keep
wanting to say.
Okay, so.
Back to me with the robot.
You guys, I mean, go ahead and tell me if you guys are doing anything. I mean, you guys are in the middle of. Actually, you know what? Roll me another perception check. Because it's kind of foggy here. Everybody, that's everybody. Go ahead and roll me perception. Notice. I keep calling it perception.
Five.
Molly.
Nice.
Notice. D10 plus your wild card.
5 and 5.
5 and 5? Okay.
2 and 3.
2 and 3.
And 5 and 1. What does this mean again?
Oh, I roll again. That's,
I rolled the wrong stat. Hang on.
5 and 4 and 2.
Is this 6 or 9?
That's a 6. So you got a 5 the second time, so you got an 11. Okay. Molly, you're looking around, and you realize that, lucky enough, there is a large landmass right behind you. It's about 15 feet away from you, away from them. Okay? And as you look, I mean, this, you know, water, and you see a lot more of these buttes that way,
yeah.
And this way you just see land.
That's the way we gotta go.
So, and anybody else who got a success,
which is what?
4.
Oh, okay. Four.
I think anybody who got a 4 up realizes that there is land that way.
And how far am I away?
You are about... I know the standard rules say 6 feet for the squares. I've been doing this too long, doing D&D too long, Joey's home. Or is that the piece?
Why would Joey lean it over?
Because she hates using... Okay, our lock doesn't work properly. It takes forever to unlock it. No, it doesn't make it easier to get in. It makes it harder to get in. If somebody tried to break into our house, it would take them a year and a day. And then the house alarm would go off. And all the cops in town who know us would show up.
So,
there you go.
I have a question. Okay. Hey. Do I notice the people standing around?
Yeah, oh yeah, you've
we've all kind of noticed
so
everybody.
So I've seen that Molly's over there.
Oh, I didn't know there were other people here. I would have brought you drinks, too.
They weren't here when you pulled the order in. I'm sorry.
I just brought a ton of Splenda.
Cool. So you guys...
thank you so much.
Actually...
The whole thing cost me like $5, and I partnered every...
Yeah, there's pizza on its way.
I'm listening.
I want to take my
alright, so
it's like a rope. I can throw
my green crappy thing. Okay,
I told everyone you said.
I know you did. So
Joey, go ahead. Where the hatchet?
What?
I had straws.
They're right there.
Oh, there.
And a rope. Okay.
Where am I sitting?
I'm gonna attach my hatchet to the rope. I'm gonna throw the hatchet.
You're throwing the hatchet.
It seems better than the pick. The pick has to stick this way, and the hatchet just has to... I don't know. Well, if the pick...
Hatchet would have to go blade... Would have to go blade first, and it's not nearly as heavy. I would like to point that out.
That's true. Okay, I'll throw the pick.
So you're going to throw the pick?
I don't know.
Where are you throwing the pick? You've got about 15 feet to this butte, which seems to be closer. About 15 feet to this butte, which seems to be closer. Or you can just go try and throw about the same 15 feet directly to the land.
Definitely directly to the land.
Directly to the land? Okay.
I'm thinking the same thing. I got the rope.
I'm gonna need two rolls from you. First, roll me agility.
There's probably pizza.
There's pizza.
Let's see what I'm
doing. Just grab that and sign. Just sign for it.
What?
It's all paid for.
I do have a hatchet, so I may try the hatchet trick.
Just take it.
All right. I have fighting and lock picking, but I don't have like agility.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Agility is a basic skill.
Oh, that's actually I have a great.
Alright, so roll D8 plus D6. And tell me what you got.
5 and 6 or is this a 6 or 9?
Hey, Coffee.
Is there something that I can put?
6. That's an 8-sided die.
I
can't be 9.
Oh.
Put it on.
Alright, so with that 6, you take out your...
Put the pizza on that table.
Yeah, that's fine. If you want to grab the other, Joey, you want to grab the other one of these tables from the back room? Okay, never mind.
It's got stuff on it. We can keep the pizza on our lap.
That's fine, or we can put it on one of the chairs in here, Busy. So with that, you take out your pickaxe and you tie it off. Do you have throwing?
Of course, there's nothing I don't have. Do you have throwing?
I do not have
no?
throwing.
No? Okay. You're going to roll me... Throwing is agility. Roll me agility plus a d6. And tell me what you got.
What's in there?
7.
And ace?
Yeah.
So roll the ace again?
2.
Okay. And you divide that by half because you're unskilled, so it's a 4. So you take that pick, you've latched it in, and you go, ha! Funk. It lands perfectly. Right over here.
Nice.
You got the pick right in there,
And there's now a line. I assume you catch the end of the rope. You didn't just throw the whole thing.
No, I'm holding the end of the rope.
So there's a lot. So there's now a line of rope.
You think I'm that stupid? I might be crazy, but I'm not stupid.
So the pick lands just like punk right into the earth, and you've got a line of rope going to you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What are you guys doing? So you see this?
I kind of had the same idea.
You see this? Okay. What do you have that you can do that with?
I have 50 feet of rope, and I have the hatchet.
You got the hatchet? All right, same thing. Give me an agility check to see how well you tie that on.
My agility is good. It's a D10 and a D6.
Very high agility.
Yes. 4 and 1.
4 and 1. Oh, you know what we forgot to do?
Oh, yeah.
We forgot to do fate chips.
Yeah, don't forget. I only get one.
Are you...
Remember?
No, I forgot that. Oh, that's right. You're ill-fated or something like that, right?
3. Just grab there should be, on the second shelf up of the plates, there should be glass ones on the right. Use those. John?
Because I only get one fate chip, but I'm cursed.
Right. You get 3. Unless you take an edge that says otherwise, you get 3.
All
right. Benzie, come pull your 3 fate chips, please.
You got a gray one, 2, and a red one.
Okay, take these 3 because
they're... I don't remember what they did, but...
That's fine. Don't worry about it.
It's in there somewhere, but... Not like, wait, hang on, I got it.
Okay.
Oh, right there it is.
Alright, if not, I got it.
Oh, the pizza's over here. I'm just kidding. We'll put plates right here.
That's fine. We'll get to that in a few minutes.
On pizza. No, not.
And Joey will need to pull 3 when she gets back.
On this.
Right here.
Okay, so John.
What happened while I was wandering around?
Okay. While you were wandering around,
she
pulled a pick out of her bag, tied a rope to it, and threw the pick across this chasm.
Alright.
And has a rope, and the pick is sticking out of the ground, so she's got, like, this tight rope.
So she can, like, essentially...
So she... Well, we don't know what she can do with it yet.
Well, she's attached to the landmass.
She's attached to the landmass.
Okay.
John.
Okay, I guess I'm going to yell across to her and say, it looks like you're making a bridge to the land. We'll come to you.
Good, because I have figured out how to secure it to the ground.
Okay, I just tell her to back up a little bit, and that's true. Oh, God, that really
looks. Are you gonna?
I don't know if I want to throw that hatchet. No.
Hey guys, you want me to finish building the bridge before you throw something at my head?
No, I'm back.
How about we try and get to the one next to her? It's significantly closer than the one she's on.
So
I'm going to actually literally.
You guys kind of see. All of a sudden, you're gonna see. Flash, 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 flash. And you hear, funk.
Oh, get another one.
And you guys will recognize Miss Joanna Dawson landing on another nearby butte.
Fabulous.
Well,
and she's also doesn't seem to be moving at this point. Can I have a straw, please, sweetie?
Okay.
Just American, I want to ask if she's okay, but if she's unconscious, I guess that would be...
Okay, maybe we should go to her since she's unconscious. How far is it? It doesn't look like it's that far.
It's about 5, 6... It's about 7 or 8 feet.
I got agility of 10. Yeah, do I have a shot at making that?
Is there a jump? I forget, is there? There's no jump spell, right?
No.
Okay. Special notes should have stuff about jumping.
Well, what stuff do you have?
Jumping. You can clear 1 inch from a dead stand 2 inches with a run and go. That's about 2 inches.
Well, the squares are inches.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to make the jump. You're definitely afraid of heights.
Yeah,
if
you're going to
close.
You're going to take a -2 to your roll. But if you're going to run it, you can run and jump that. But I'm going to make you make an inch. You can run and jump it fine because you have enough space to get the running start and clear to there.
Okay.
You, however, I need.
Going on. You're unconscious on that butte right there. I'm unconscious because you just got.
We'll get to you in just 1 second, John.
We're coming over to you.
Talking, asking for his daddy. Yeah, these two people we haven't met yet. They're on this butte.
So I'm just going to repeat what I've repeated twice already, just to make this really easy. Joey, do you remember what happened at all last time?
Oh, so freaking long.
Okay, real fast. You guys were in the underground lab. Rabbit blew up. Encountered the mad scientist and his robot.
Did anyone ever get in touch with Jess, by the way?
She couldn't make it. You encountered the mad scientist and his robot. As you're going to... And you were about to start the fight, and that's where we ended it. You guys So what happened is the mad scientist pulls out this little box, pushes a button on it, nothing happens. Pushes it a couple more times, nothing happens. Punches the box so and then hits the button again, and everything just went white.
Okay.
Next thing you remember is about half a second of falling, and you're currently unconscious.
Okay. Why am I the only one who's unconscious?
Because you were unlucky enough to land on your head.
Dumbass.
Just Joey.
Guys, what? You, come on.
Just you, be nice. It's fine. You'll be waking up
I'm
soon.
Have to do
thank
it.
You.
Anyway,
sir.
So
do you need chips?
Yes, pull three.
Oh, wait, I can't
look at them. Oh, actually, for Molly and Joey's benefit, John Morgan.
Oh yeah, sorry, guys.
That's John and Morgan. There.
Which are which?
This is reroll. This is reroll, and he gets
to. Or no.
This is reroll an extra six dice.
And I get a pull
and
from the.
He gets a pull from the thingy, and or just reroll, which he doesn't get a pull from.
And what are the grays?
The grays are just straight rerolls.
What are the blues again?
Blues are you can reroll or add a d6. If you add a d6, you can just add a d6. I don't get a pull from the pot.
It's going to be slightly better than the red one. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
all right. Well, I think we should go to the one who's lying there, not doing moving.
Yeah, that's
the closest
idea.
Way. So
you are the chivalrous one.
That's me. I'm the southern gentleman. So it's like, yeah. Ooh.
Okay. So
poor girl on the ground, unconscious. As you
I'm
popped in.
Real concerned all right. You know how.
So Morgan, you take a look. You're like, all right. So you run, jump across, land, skid a little bit, and oh boy. And then you walk over, you're checking out the unconscious woman on the ground, who seems to be fairly well-armed. Nice big holster with a Colt Peacemaker on her other leg. She's got a big old knife.
Kind of looks like me.
What the hell?
She's kind of armed.
She's kind of armed like me. She's kind of armed like you.
The Bowie knife, this is not
John,
this extra.
John, go ahead and...
I wish there was a tree, or I'd do the Indiana Jones thing.
Yeah. John, so you're going to have to make that jump. So you're going to have to make an agility at a minus two.
I'm being a southern gentleman, I'm probably a great believer in the Lord, so I'm going to bless myself and close my eyes and run and pray.
And Morgan, would you unroll your dice bag so you stop having to borrow your dad's?
Yeah, just run through your dice.
I know, I have like so many.
I think that's a six.
Sets of dice in here, too.
It's a
six and three.
Okay. God. 6, 5, 4.
Yes!
John! Roll me a luck check.
Oh, God.
Luck check is 3d6. Sixes are good luck, ones are bad luck. Even the hard way. Even the hard way.
No!
All right, so...
The six gets on the one.
So you go, one, two. Ah! Yeah! You see, jump, make it across... Your foot catches the edge, you go, skid, fall on your butt, and you're just like...
He's happy to be on that
I'm alive.
You're just kind of laying there right now.
That was so much harder for him.
He's afraid of heights.
I am afraid of heights. That's one of my...
You guys, basically, Joey, all this part is water. And these are
like
just buttes that are like 150 feet down to the water. And you guys are on these buttes of land. Elizabeth.
Yeah.
You and the... Robot. Oh, that's the one thing. This is the robot that was about to attack you guys with the mad scientist.
He wants his daddy.
Yeah, she was about to like throw her Bible at it and knock it off the cliff until it started talking.
Until it asks for its father.
Daddy. What did the robot child say last?
I trust you. I'll do what you tell me. Pretty much.
So, do you have any way that we can get over to my friend Molly? Do you see where she is? She's right across from us diagonally.
Mr.
Robochild might be more ingenuitive than I can.
Okay.
Jarvis.
You guys should call him by name.
Yeah. I can do that. Dad's let me do a lot of things.
Okay.
He walks to the edge. Choo. And you see he's got really spindly kind of limbs. Mm-hmm. He just goes like this. His arms extend. His arms and legs extend, and he just kind of goes chink, and he basically makes himself
go gadget arms.
And he basically just makes himself into a gadget.
No,
he of course has no fear of this. He's 10 years old. You know, now that he's kind of like got an adult that he's
not
okay with, he's not as scared. And actually, he's looking around, kind of going, "Hey, this, you know, this is kind of cool.
I'm useful."
I haven't been outside in a long time, so he's making a bridge across the Molly.
Oh, you gotta love that.
Is he a strong enough bridge? Like, can I actually walk over him? He's like a strong enough robot. Am I gonna fall to my death?
That's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Well, okay, you see his leg hurt, you might.
You see his back feet are like hooked into the ground.
Okay.
And you see the claw.
Am I allowed to call Molly and ask if his front hands are stuck?
You can do.
Molly, whatever. Is his front hand stuck into the ground on your
Mommy.
Thing? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Can I ask him if he'll be okay if I walk across?
Go ahead!
Will you be okay if I walk across you to get to my friend Molly?
Yeah.
And you'll be able to get on the same bluff with Molly and I?
Oh, come on! Give me some credit.
Okay.
Oh, he's a
so fan. Can she walk across very scaredly?
Give me an agility roll, because, again, he's kind of stretched out, and there's wind, there's water, so he's kind of going, like, you know, it's kind of going...
Think of a rope bridge with no
three
sides.
Three and three.
Would you like to Benny that?
Uh-oh.
Basically, that's a fail.
Shit, so I fall on my death.
Yeah. Not necessarily, but...
Yeah.
What's up, Dad?
Do I roll both again or just one?
Roll both again.
No.
Two and six?
Roll the six again.
Three.
Yeah, you just... You basically just kind of go, okay, and you just kind of go, and you have no problem just kind of walking right across the dude's bag and get up. And what you see next is basically you hear... Keep in mind that you guys are hearing kind of like a chug, 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 chug from him because he's mechanical and he apparently is somewhat steam-based. So basically, what happens next is his arms stay completely straight, his back legs kind of go up out of the ground, and then his entire body goes up into a handstand, and then he just collapses down and then just does another little cute little flip over and is...
Rides himself?
And is... And
thank you so
himself.
Much for your help, Jarvis. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome!
What did you name
You're
him?
You're such a good...
His name is Jarvis.
You named him Jarvis.
I did not name him Jarvis. His father named him Jarvis.
Daddy named him Jarvis.
Daddy called him Jarvis. Daddy called
he
me Jarvis.
He's his father's son. Hold on.
Okay. So, John and Morgan...
Okay, I stand up now.
Okay, so you're standing up and go over to check out the girl. There's an unconscious lady.
I have, for the last time while he's been trying to get his breath, poking her with my one good arm.
You're missing an arm?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a mad scientist missing an arm. I blew it off.
Wait.
You're about to become... He's poking you awake. You're opening your eyes.
He's checking your eyes to make sure you're not, like, bleeding and then he is...
What kind of mad scientist are you that you haven't made a replacement yet?
A bad one.
A bad one.
That's why I blew it off in the first place.
I had a fish. Do you have something that does something in it? Well, the last mad scientist had something in his arm. Right?
Yeah.
The last two I made blew up on me.
Anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you wake up and you're just like... And there's two guys with big old badges. Actually, you've got a badge. I don't think they have a badge.
No, I have a laptop.
Yeah, he was the one who had the badge.
What do you describe?
I'm wearing a white duster.
Am I wanted?
That looks suspiciously like a lab coat.
You are, but only in a certain region.
Okay.
I think that was what we said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But my major.
Are you wanted?
Somewhere.
Of
death.
Yeah. Joey, whoa, what just happened?
Oh.
What did you say? I can't remember what I said.
Oh, no.
If I roll a one, someone dies.
Not quite, but... So you wake up, and there are two guys who you've never seen before standing over you. One of them has a big old badge that says Texas Ranger.
Oh, shit.
I hope that's not the reason she's wanted.
Did we decide where I was wanted?
I did. I don't think we did. It's not Texas, don't worry about it. Because that would just be way too hard.
Well, I can always do the famous...
Yay.
Nope, she's not.
Okay, keep in mind that book is only major wanted few.
That's true. Taking one look at her and what she's armed with, I'm pretty much knowing.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of know what she's doing for a living. Which means
so
she's very.
So you wake up. So what do you do?
Oh shit!
Are you all right, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. So. Are you going to sit up and kind of...
Yeah, I sit up.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sit up and you look around and you're in the middle of...
How the hell did we get here?
Yeah, you're in the... There's water everywhere. There are these tall...
I'm turning to him, smacking him and saying, of course she's all right, you idiot. She's up.
Duh.
He's got one arm.
I'm mean. He's,
oh God!
I'm a mean one-armed scientist.
He's the mean one-armed. He's the one-armed man from The Fugitive.
It's the one-armed one-eyed man.
So I'm gonna blow the other one.
I also have a pistol.
All right, so
you might want to get a.
So
do you have
I want to ask them who the hell the two of them are. Who the hell are you two?
I'm Duke McCord, ma'am, Texas Ranger.
And your one-armed friend?
They call me Sebastian, that's all you need to know.
My friend has no manners.
Clearly.
Manners are with my arm.
Fantastic. Do we have, and you have no clue how you ended up here, or how I ended up here?
I'm not sure where you came from. I know where we came from, and it looks like we're the only two that came. There were a few other ones with us where we were back in what the heck town were we? We were somewhere in Kane, Wichita or something.
Near, yeah, you were up near Wichita.
We're on our way to Dodge.
We're on our way to Dodge. And
well, where was I? Illinois?
We were
Peoria.
Peoria,
Illinois.
You know, Jess detonated the bunnies, apparently.
Apparently one of our friends was in jail. We ended up in jail, and
actually, you never quite made it to jail. You guys.
Oh, he was being arrested.
Yeah, when I ended that session, the marshal had just come in the door and said, "What the hell is going on?"
We were in the middle of someone that had pretty much gotten blown up around us. And the one guy had used magic and been.
Okay, so you guys are just standing on this butte chatting.
Like, we basically came from Wichita, and one minute we were there, and. The next we're here. I don't know how the heck we got here.
I think it has something to do with other scientists.
Make me a general knowledge check. It would be smarts.
Smarts?
Whatever. What's Jess's character's name?
Jessica Nobel.
Okay. Had Elizabeth actually been with us, we were playing.
Of course she was. You know, that was that cardboard setup, standing at the back of the party all the time, very quietly.
Exactly. Just like
I just don't know.
Okay, which one do I roll for general knowledge?
Whatever your smarts die is, plus your wild card. Smarts is on the, it's going to be on the left side under attributes.
Oh, plus I have the occult ability too, so I could sit here and know anything weird.
I got an 8 and a 6.
Ooh. Roll both again.
Nice.
Holy crud.
She's going to know a lot.
A 1 and a 3.
8 and 3 is better than 6 and 1. So you think about it for
exactly
a little bit. And
you are.
What you realize is that from a lot of descriptions, this looks like the edge of California.
Okay.
California, if you recall, had that big earthquake mm-hmm. a number of years ago, and basically the side of California just dropped off.
Okay.
And we're on one of the edges of it.
And it created a section that people have come to call the Maze. That's what California looks like right now. You're somewhere along those.
Looks like we're in California.
Dude, my house would be in the ocean right now. I'm like not even kidding. Like my house would be, I'm like up here. Maybe we're on the cliff. It's okay, busy.
It'll be fine, don't worry.
So you're like
we're in California.
So it's California.
California.
Why are we in California?
How the hell did we get in California? Where are the idiots that I was with?
Oh, wait. With that,
is the rest of our group with them? Like, is Jessica with them? So just
the only people you see are this big old robot who was about to attack you before, the nun.
Great, just who I wanted.
And the mad scientist.
Just who I wanted to see.
What are you
hoping? When you lost someone, it would be.
By the way, you didn't hear the giant robot say.
Not
it.
You.
By the way, you didn't.
The other one.
So this, yeah, there's this big
the one who talks to things.
Hi.
There she is.
Great. So basically, at this point, Molly and Busy, you guys kind of like look across. Hey, there's Joanna.
Wait, am I allowed to? When do I get to say stuff that's not just hey?
No.
Oh, I can just say stuff.
Yeah, you can. Whenever.
I want to ask the robot where Jessica is.
Who's Jessica?
The other lady that was with us.
I don't know.
Okay,
oh God!
It's okay.
Don't get him upset.
I'm just looking for my friend. She's my friend too.
I thought he was fine. He's having fun 2 seconds ago.
It's a 10-year-old.
I know he's fluctuating. Oh my God, is he fluctuating?
This is my friend Molly, and over there, that girl is Joanna.
Hi, Joy. Aren't the Buttes friendly?
Would you get here?
Oh,
I don't like being stepped on. This is what you're hearing, by the way. Get off of me.
Sorry.
So at this point, the robot kind of looks
fantastic. We had to lose someone. I was hoping it would be her.
Joanna, what
nice
is this? Is she okay? Is she
no?
Right? Oh, okay.
She talks to everything.
If you guys want pizza, there's pizza.
When you say everything,
no, she can hear the Buttes talking to her.
I'm going to put my put my ear to the ground.
Okay.
Right,
go up.
Us,
so
okay. One sec. You see the Texas Ranger reach in his pocket and pull out a little hand Bible and go.
He basically has just hold that for a second, real. He has a book. It's about the size of a mole. You guys know what a
kind of a Bible.
You guys know what moleskin. It's not quite a Bible, but you guys know what a moleskin diary is. Yeah, it's about the size of a moleskin diary, about three times as thick.
And it says
and
fugitives.
And you just see that it says fugitives.
Did you print the whole thing?
I actually found a copy of that from the official game. So he carries that around with him.
I know everything.
In my little
sidearm, along with everything else that I carry with me.
Little book that
this day just went from obnoxious to I don't.
You don't even know.
Miss Joanna, you just need to have faith that we'll figure out a good solution to this problem.
And be surrounded by idiots.
Hey.
You say I look over at you, I look over at you and smile. I'm saying I'm gonna like her.
I'm gonna lean over to him and say, how bad do you think it would be if I shot a nun?
I think it would be fantastic.
There'll be no nun shooting around here. She's from the church.
Sister Elizabeth's parents are saying her prayers, but she thinks she's about to get shot.
Actually, they're whispering. You can't hear this. There's oceans crashing. I just look at him and
he just goes and shakes his head, and I go, oh.
So I want
maybe the other one.
I yell across. So do we? I look around. Is there any way that we can collectively get out of here? Any land that we can get to other than the
there's
maze?
A big
right. Basically, you realize that you're on like the entrance of the maze.
Okay, so are
it just so happens that this looks like the main landmass of California.
Okay, I want to try, and that's
I don't know.
Less than
it's about. Day. You can jump from the view you guys are on. It's a pretty easy jump.
Okay, so they're gonna have they're far, but
mm-hmm. They're okay. Gonna have an issue.
I'm gonna jump. Okay, everybody, let's try to get over to that main landmass over there.
You can jump that easy. Okay.
So
John,
not me.
John, actually, what's his name? Duke.
Duke.
Duke. Really? It's basically. Oh my God! There's land. I'm going. He's gone.
Whee!
So you guys are across.
We'll go over.
I turn around and ask and go. Are you guys coming?
We're working on it.
So Molly, you've got your rope in the in the ground with the pick.
Oh, is that what that arrow is?
She threw a pick, tied a rope across and stuck in the ground.
Miss Mala, we're going to go over there and hang on to it and say, come on.
Miss Mala, do you have any way to stick the, connect the rope to the ground?
Well, first
I'm going to
cut off the excess, so I still have about 30 feet of rope.
Why are you cutting off the excess?
Because I'm going to have to leave part of it behind to secure it properly to the ground. Oh, no, I can have the robot
hold
it.
There you go. That's what I was saying. Let the robot hold it.
Okay. Hey, robot kid.
Jarvis, his name is Jarvis.
Sorry, Jarvis. Jarvis, can you hold this really, really tight? Look it right into the ground.
Jarvis confuses the heck out of you because it's talking out loud. Everybody apparently seems to be able to hear this. Normally, you notice a lot of people don't hear the inanimate objects. However, you're also hearing this murmuring from the rest of his body.
Oh, God.
So it's talking to her, and
it's
then
talking
his body
to her, and then
talking
like,
to
and
her.
Then, like, you'll hear, like, something from, like, the buzz, the little creepy, like, claws it has, or, like, chittering to you.
That's just the heartbeat going,
the little thing steaming, the steam engine going.
Yeah, it has, like, this chug. Internal steam engine.
And she, like,
kind of,
that
like
off?
Looks down at his feet and kind of, like, looks back up at you and goes, and kind of, like, looks at the nun.
She's okay.
Oh, okay.
She's my friend.
So he takes the rope in his claws and kind of... He, like, wraps it around his claws a few times. Now what?
Jarvis, can you climb that? If we go across it, will you be able to follow us?
You're gonna leave me?
No, you're gonna come right after us, okay? You can do it.
Persuasion.
What am I running? These two. 4 and 1.
He doesn't like the idea, but he'll do it.
Thank you, Jarvis. Very sweet of you.
So he's holding it. What are you guys doing? Basically, you now have a line. Jarvis, keep in mind, Jarvis, for a 10-year-old, is about, you know, that tall. He's about 6'6" or so. Big, heavy, you know, he's a pretty heavy, he's made of metal. So he's got this line, and there's a pick in the other end. And he's going like, so his arms are maybe about, you know, the height of my head, holding this rope out. And he's only a tight, but what are you guys going to do?
Well, I'm going to take my jacket off.
Jarvis, can you...
and...
Slide across.
Yeah, except for then you're lower.
Except then you'll,
okay, I mean,
you'll slam. I'm going to grab a hold of the rope on the other end in front of the pick and hang on to this end of the rope so it doesn't slip out.
You'll slam into the side of the...
Well, what's the elevation? Am I lower or higher?
The butte's about the same height as the lane.
But Jarvis is pretty tall.
But he's only about this tall, so figure... Mm-hmm. So figure,
well, so that's not
you've got a rope, then. It's going about 15 feet. 15 feet from about that wall to where I am.
You can hand over hand it, but right. I wouldn't slide.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, you're not going to really be able to slide down.
From about where I'm standing now, if the rope's here, go look at the bottom corner, make a line from your eye to the bottom corner where that wall meets the floor, and figure that's about 15 feet.
Yeah, it's not going to be
so
really...
I mean, your distance is it's a fairly short-ish distance... But it's going to be a fairly steep drop, and you're going to end up going right into the side of the wall if you use your
Yeah, okay.
And you would and of course you would realize
because you'd be hanging way down too.
Okay.
As you come down, if you're hanging over a jacket, you're going to be like
Jarvis knelt on the ground, said he was lower.
No, that would make it worse.
Just making sure I'm just a lowly nun. I do not know the laws of physics. All that good.
Well, luckily for you, I do know
physics is a science. Science goes against the church.
Well, you only have not been able to do this anyway.
All right, now I'm gonna just hand over hand.
Okay.
Agility. Does the rope talk to you too?
Actually, I want agility, and I also do you have? It's only about 15 feet.
Yeah, that place. Right here. Do you want people?
Would that be a good one to screen?
I'm gonna play.
Yeah, actually, make it a strength check.
Okay. So, D6
and a wild.
D6 and your wild. That would be fun. As she sits there and talks to the rope.
Please, right.
Please let me get across. I really appreciate that.
With a 4, you're going to get across. You have a couple of things where your by the end, your fingers are really starting to get tired. I mean, you're holding on to this rope. It's only 15 feet, but that's 15 feet of you, your equipment.
Oh, the benefits of not having
the distracting rope talking to you. Oh, God, you're so heavy. And
sorry.
And you're still hand over hand again. So, I want to point out that there's a cliffish. Pitch over there. You're still like this, and the cliffish is right here.
Hey, guys, why don't you help me?
I'm hanging onto the rope. I don't want. Is the rope slipping or is it stuck?
No, the rope. I mean, that pick is in. She nailed a great throw on this one.
Okay, I'm gonna move to the edge. Because he ain't gonna do much holding this pick. Because he's only got one arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll reach down and grab a hold of her and pull her up.
You're on it, huh? Strength attack, -2 for the height.
Oh, that's true too.
I'm laying on the ground, but you're still going like, okay, if she falls, she's gonna pull me with her.
What am I doing, agility?
Yeah, what about you, Joanna Johnson?
I'll pull
What is
up.
Agility?
Okay, you're gonna help strength.
Yeah.
Strength for both of you. Because it's basically like, okay, everybody, each one of you grab one of her arms and like pull her up.
Or one of you pulls on the other one while they're pulling.
Right, that's
my sucky.
3, 4. 3 and 4?
6 and 3.
Roll the 6. That's your wild card, re-roll it.
6.
Keep rolling.
1.
So basically,
you
grab Molly's arm and go, huh?
Thanks!
Probably slightly more violently than
that. Nice to see you again! I kind of hurt.
You're instantly regretting your decision.
I kind of hurt. My arm sort of.
Molly's across.
Yeah, ow. Thanks!
Okay, so I'm stuck over here.
I look at her again and go, I'm really gonna like her.
Okay, I think that what I wanna do.
Mm-hmm.
Is I'm going to hand over hand it to get over.
Okay.
But I'm also going to use my spare habit
mm-hmm.
to make a little thing that goes around that ties my wrist. So if I lose my grip, I still have one hand tied to
it.
Okay. I can't fall
I want
head.
You to make an agility check to see how well you tie it.
What ingenuity?
A 3 and a 1. I guess I didn't die that well.
That's really secure.
Hey, it's a 4. It counts.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I thought it was 4.
You don't add it.
Oh, shit.
You just take the better.
Well, I thought you added it.
No, you don't add it. Of them.
No, no. You, it's either or.
Shit.
So basically, as far as you're concerned, yeah, I made that nice and secure. Let's go.
Oh, shit.
Now, again, it's up to you to use your bennies, but you may need them later.
Can I...
I would just do the strength and then betty that.
What else can she do to...
Just do this. Just do this.
Like, what would, like, would faith help me? Like, can I say a prayer that I get across safely and maybe God will smile upon me?
Is the raise... look under your the skill list under the blessing on there, busy. Is raise... No, no. It, on the what? Is raise attribute there? Should be the raise...
R-S? No.
Why didn't I put strength? Why did I put strength as a D6?
Because you're a gunfighter and shooting based on agility. You know, just make a faith roll. You're gonna pray.
Say a prayer really hard.
God,
so I'm gonna pray really hard.
You go. You're a little nervous. You go down on one knee. What do you say?
Really?
We'll play it out. Come on.
I'm gonna go to help, like, for real though. I'm gonna get in trouble for this. Like, this is bad. Because I'm so
okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Can I pretend that? Can she be like?
That's fine. Don't. Okay.
She'll be like, you know, Lord, please don't let me fall, so I can.
I mean,
find,
that's all you need. I need
can
a,
I find
a real...
the piece of your so I can find the piece of your true cross?
Okay.
Continue my quest to find it. Aw. Oh, 4. 5 and 4.
You make it across real well. That's fine.
And then that'll go off balls.
She doesn't really say that. She's just thinking that.
No.
All in her head.
5 and 4, you get across.
Does she even know what a ball is?
No, she wouldn't.
We hope.
No.
And now she has to ask Jarvis if he's going to come across. Or Jarvis, what I want you to do is to climb across the rope. It's very... Oh, is he too heavy to pull? He's going to pull.
Hold on. Time out. Busy gets across, manages to get up.
We pull her up
and
again.
Jarvis kind of goes... Just kind of like loosens his arms around the rope, throws the rope across, and just goes... Whee! Sproing! He just like extends his legs, so his legs basically...
Go, gadget leg!
And he just goes... Thunk!
Thank you so much for your help, Jarvis.
If I were, you know what?
Just great.
I'm staring at his legs like they're freaking me out.
I'm looking at the robot going...
I'm quiet for once.
I am obviously having a pain in my head.
You're obviously completely confused because this was the robot that was about to attack you guys.
What the hell is going on?
This is Jarvis.
I'm staring at the robot up and down going...
Daddy says you shouldn't say hell.
And I'm kind of ready. I'm a child. We have a child with
and
us.
And you look at the robot.
I'm hiding behind Joanna because I actually really like her, even though she can't see
And you oh look God. At and as you look at the robot, you realize there's like this glass
jar.
Yeah, it's got like a glass jar in its chest, and it's got like a little metal plate over it. But the metal plate comes up every now and then goes back down. Just kind of strangely, it looks like it's kind of the moving. It's kind of like a moving part within.
Something about
the fan.
Yeah, it's making me crazy.
Sure.
Husband, move that.
It's blowing my hair in front of my face.
So as you look at its chest, you realize there's like a glass jar, and inside the glass jar is a brain that's only about, you know, the size of
a child-sized brain.
Brains don't. Really gross.
By the time you're 10, your brain is its full size.
Whatever the size.
Okay, it's a game.
It's whatever the size of a 10-year-old's brain is. Picture that inside a glass jar with like a green liquid around it.
Is that?
And there's like a bunch of like
science fail.
There's basically like shh. It's weird science. Be quiet. There's but.
So, and this human anatomy is different.
Why?
Because brains change and grow a little bit, but
like you grow new neurons.
Why do you think why do you think babies' heads are so huge compared to their body?
Okay.
10-year-olds' heads are pretty much
fine. Then the brain is still in a jar inside the 6.5-foot-tall robot.
It wouldn't be noticeably smaller though.
Then I was wrong, and it's not noticeably smaller. It's the size of a regular brain. Case in point, there's a brain in a jar inside this robot.
Okay.
But it sounds like a child.
Like a child.
Okay.
In all sense, it's acting.
I give Molly a dirty look for hiding behind me and sort of push her away a little bit.
I cling harder.
I'm just, you know, my great.
He's just looking at the
charismatic self. I go up to him and ask him how he got like this.
No, don't ask him that. That's not very nice.
Not very nice.
His counter is covered.
That's the jar saying very strange things to me.
It's okay.
The jar itself is saying mean things to you.
No, strange
Why?
Things.
Why?
Strange things.
Can we leave them?
Morgan.
Don't leave.
So you've gone up to the robot and you're like looking at
it.
Aren't they?
I'm looking it up and down going,
no.
How exactly did you? Oh.
I really missed her.
Hey, you barely met me like for real though.
Like that.
You're a nun and I'm
like what?
The character that I am. I'm pretty sure I don't like her.
I like everybody.
Never mind.
I like you.
I'm going to continue looking him up and down.
Okay.
Does Jarvis have any response to being investigated? Or is he just
standing there? He's kind of like, what are you doing?
Skills?
John, can Joey have some of your Skittles?
Oh, yes.
I like you, sister, but even if your habit has a habit of saying very strange things to me.
Her habit has a habit of saying strange things.
Your habit has a habit.
Okay, Miss Molly.
Nonsense is habit for me.
That was terrible.
Actually, that was bad.
That's actually a line from a Broadway show. I figured it was. It's actually a whole song, not...
Oh, God.
From what show?
Nonsense. The show is called Nonsense. I have the DVD of it upstairs. We will watch it another time.
That is just...
Okay, back on top.
So...
Whose turn is it?
It's not turn, but we're just kind of... So you guys are finally...
Introducing each other.
I pull my pick out of the ground and put my rope and my pick away.
Okay, of course.
I'm checking through all my equipment and see what I have.
Everything seems to be there.
Except I'm going to check through
my... Should I recover my habit? My spare habit?
I'm sorry. Keep in mind, I'm partially deaf in one ear right now.
I'm just checking to make sure all of my stuff is there.
Yeah, everything's
my
there.
Gun, my,
did I recover my
bullets,
from the rope?
My gun.
My extra one?
Visible. My ghost rock.
It's a little dirty and kind of wrinkly.
That's what we're
wrinkly
doing.
Now, but then again, you're a nun traveling through the West, and so everything's dirty.
You know, I don't really approve of that implication that you would say that I'm dirty.
Dirt is very friendly.
I look very aggravated.
I just keep looking at her going...
I'm still clinging to her.
Joey or me?
No
world. All right. People getting talked to by...
What is that book?
It's his...
No,
you can... What's your response to a non-Texas Ranger wanting to look at your Ranger Bible?
No, I'm not wanting to look at it. I'm asking what it is.
It's just my notes of people that are fugitives and strange... phenomenon that I meet, just to see.
It's his law Bible.
I'm not a fugitive.
You know, I don't appreciate that you use the term Bible in reference to something other than the Holy Bible.
Sorry,
it
sister.
Okay, it's his book of law.
All right, my little book.
Can I just out of character say, I'm sorry that she's kind of obnoxious.
That's fine.
She's
a good Catholic. No, he's mean.
Don't apologize.
I'm a gentleman. You're playing perfectly.
And I'm aggravated.
And I like her. Because she's good. She reminds me of me. All right.
I know so, one person I can count on in a fight.
So here's what you guys know. You are on the coast of California.
I don't know the half of it.
You know that based on the orientation of where California is, that must be west, that must be east, that must be north, that must be south,
where
and you have no clue
how we got
here. We were trying to get to Dodge.
If you remember, you were on your way to Chicago. The year was 1877.
Oh.
No metagaming.
Oh no.
No metagaming.
What year is it now?
I just thought about that.
But you guys haven't discussed that.
No.
So keep that in mind.
So.
Where are you guys heading?
Where were we headed to?
You were in Peoria. Because you had been on the train. You were on the train.
But where was the eventual. Their eventual destination was not Chicago. Where did the letters send us?
No, the letters were sending you to Chicago.
I thought we were going farther out west.
Okay. Oh, no.
No, maybe we're not going to Chicago.
No, you were going someplace
farther out west.
We were heading to Dodge.
We were heading to Dodge also.
You may have been heading to Dodge also.
Oh, God.
Well, here we go. Now we have a common goal.
You were heading to Chicago
to Dodge. No, Chicago was not our final.
No. You were headed to Deadwood.
where we headed.
Oh no, you're
wanted.
Well, no,
where
that's where you were wanted.
The Texas no, Ranger, I'm pretty sure we were headed to Dodge.
Okay, well, everybody was headed to Dodge then at the time.
I'm not sure that it was Dr. Dodge, Franks. But it wasn't Deadwood. It wasn't Chicago.
All right,
Chicago
was not.
Yeah, right. I remember we were.
Dr. I think Frank. We
may have. So we have a Dr. Franks.
I mean, like, no. So we have a conversation.
So she's asking you if you've heard of Dr. Franks.
I don't have to tell him why I'm asking.
Flip through your book. So you're like, Dr. Franks. In the back of the book wherever your mad scientists would be,
mm-hmm.
there is a paragraph that's like really small about a series of doctors originally under the name Frankenstein who had been known to animate bodies that some of their known descendants could and may have taken the name Franks.
And that's all it says?
That's all he knows.
Is he going to tell me that?
John, are you going to tell her that?
Oh, Dr. Franks, yes. There's mention of him in my law book here. Strange kind of character.
What does it say about him?
He had some unique abilities, sister.
It's very important, I find, if you know anything else about him, aside from that he had strange abilities.
Busy, I would like to point out that, as a Vatican order, nobody else is really supposed to know exactly what you're looking for.
Okay.
I'm
allowed to ask him.
You're allowed to ask for the people, you're allowed to ask about other things.
But I can't say what I'm looking for.
Right. It would, like, I mean, you kind of figure, like, okay.
So she's under different orders than we are.
Yeah.
What exactly are our orders now? Because I know...
You were looking for specific people.
Who am I looking for?
You were looking for John Hunter.
What the hell were we doing? I'm sure we were doing.
Guys. Honestly, don't worry about it too much. To be bluntly honest, 90% of what you guys were looking for is totally unimportant now. I'm taking the game in a whole nother direction. That's why I merged characters from both of the games.
Oh my gosh! This whole thing.
Oh, I'm supposed to go to Boston. Or I'm supposed to find John Hunter
and take him to Boston.
Joey, we're taking notes.
That's good. I like that. Yeah.
So was Jess. Jess has notes on hers. And actually, you guys have scratch white paper. That's what the note that's for, by the way.
Did you mention that he's a possible descendant of Frankenstein?
I'm going to say that from what it says here, this...
But I didn't have notes
this
on where
Dr. Franks could be a descendant of a...
Potentially, we didn't know where we
former doctor right. known as Frankenstein.
All right.
He might have had multiple descendants.
As part of your Vatican training, you are going to be aware of certain classic... I didn't give you the knowledge occult skill, but as part of your faith,
mm-hmm.
you know a lot about the occult because of your mission, because of who you are and the division of the Vatican for which you were trained.
Okay.
Interesting.
You have knowledge of, like, you don't necessarily believe in all this.
But I know what people believe.
But you know that what people, you know, I mean, you've heard of Frankenstein's monster. You've heard of Dracula. You've heard of the Wolfman and all those.
And if she believes in it, she believes in it. Frankenstein, Wolfman. From hell that she's fighting.
Right. I mean, but at this point, it's more like, yeah, those old folk tales. So you hear him say he's a descendant of Frankenstein. It's like, you got to be careful.
Was Frankenstein a real person?
You think he was a real person, but you don't believe, like, all the...
Yeah.
Okay, so Frankenstein...
The Frankenstein story from around the era that we're in?
We're bending a little bit.
I got the point.
It might have been about this time.
And that's all you know about him, that he's got strange powers that might be a descendant of Frankenstein.
He had some... He was known for doing strange...
Right. Okay. If it was 1860s, that's fine. Because it's currently in the 1870s.
I guess we would call.
Okay. You said that would be a descendant. That would be a relative
of what?
Idea of where he is. None.
No. I mean, I've never come across him.
Am I allowed to share that I'm looking for?
I never come across Dr. Franks, but like I said, we have.
You were looking for
notes in our law book.
Were those notes in your law book if he was from somewhere other than Texas? Or
could be. We send rangers out all over the country, and they report back in.
Okay, so you've got no idea, nobody's seen him, you've never
no
seen
one
him.
Has actually Liam met a story put in a report that they've ever seen him, at least not while
Tierney.
I've been around.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Tiernan. What was all right, name? I remember that.
Liam Tiernan.
Yeah, I know.
Duke McCord, man.
Thank you very much, Duke McCord. I will pray for your kindness. That God looks kindly upon you for providing.
No, it's coincidental. Thank you. There were characters in another.
I appreciate
story.
That.
Their characters in.
Now, being a scientist.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Being a scientist.
I like her. She's nice.
About
she's a typically
not,
good.
Not particular.
Why? Thank you.
I have you, Texas Ranger.
Yes, Miss Joanna.
Have you in that law Bible of yours? Do you have any mention of a man named John Hunter?
This law Bible stuff.
Nope.
You have that never name heard has of him. Never come across with no notes or reports on anybody with that name.
You know anything else? come across anything
about
me?
What?
Okay. How about a Liam Tyrion in that mean book of yours?
Nope, not in any of my notes.
Trust me, I've been trying to get that.
You're welcome.
Okay,
ma'am.
So at this point,
unless you want to call him ma'am or nut,
you guys, you're like, okay. So we're like, saying, are you guys going to
suicide? Is she like this all the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we're not sure if anything happened to her, if she was ever injured as a child, but she has acted like this for quite a long time.
Busy, go ahead and make sure you pass out some pencils so everybody has one. Sorry,
I'm going to loudly say they have probably dropped our hand.
Joey has too many times.
You don't want to upset the wacky.
So
and it's not kind to say anything so about one's the, parents.
Give me a busy. Give me a notice check.
What's
a
notice check?
What one? Is if you have
D6.
D6.
1 and 6. Roll the 6 again. 4.
Yeah. Jarvis is going that way.
Jarvis, where are you going?
He just started walking.
Jarvis, where are you going, sweetie? Jarvis, is he going to answer me?
You kind of like,
wait, now we're going to have to follow the freaking robot.
Where are you going, sweetie?
I don't want to follow the robot.
What does that mean?
Bored.
You're bored?
I'm bored.
What's that way that you're going to?
There's people that way.
There's people that way. Do you know what town that's that way? Just people.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
How do you know there's people that Jarvis?
Can't you see them?
Jarvis, we don't see.
Give me notice checks.
Whoa.
Okay.
Everybody notice checks?
Everybody make a notice check.
Either that or we're all
it's a scale.
Blind.
Wow.
Oh, wow. 6-6.
Hold them again.
6-1.
6-2.
6-5-2.
8-1.
6-1 and
3. So just give me the when you roll the second time, just add it up and give me the totals.
The two highest total.
Yeah.
11.
6-2.
I got a
6.
I got a 6, a 3, and a 1. That'd 6 be, and 3 and 1.
6 and 3. Don't
9.
Whatever the lower one is, just get don't worry about it. So 6 and 3 is a 9. Joey?
8. 7.
7.
I get the best with 11.
Yeah, you got the best with an 11, and you still don't see shit. There's like, you look off into the horizon, you've got,
Jarvis,
it's about midday, and you can cut, you're looking, and if you stare for a little while, that might be a town, like, 10 miles that way.
Wait, something out there.
But you're just like, what the heck?
Jarvis, how far away are those people?
Okay, let's go where the robot wants to go.
Okay. So you guys are
I don't follow no robots.
You follow us. We're going that direction. There's people.
You want to stay here by yourself?
Do you want to walk?
You want to walk all the way to Dodge?
Man, I don't even know where Dodge is from here.
I point east and go that way. A long
Which
way.
Which way
that
is
way.
Jarvis walking?
North Jarvis is south. Walking north.
He's walking up along the coast.
We're all supposed
he's just
to,
walking north.
We're all
know
we're heading
going
to Dodge.
To town and getting our bearings, seeing if they got a train from there.
Either a train or horses, we can get
exactly.
our way to Dodge that way. Because this is where
lies.
We all think we are.
Jarvis, thank you so much for directing us towards the people.
You're welcome!
Now, why is there a big cliff face here again? Other than
you're
the California.
You're on the edge of California.
But it fell into the sea. Is there a particular reason why it fell into the sea?
There was
a big old earthquake.
And that's the massive earthquake that released all of the...
That basically let a lot of people find Ghost Rock, yes.
Ghost Rock.
In this area.
You remember that film.
Oh, yes.
So.
There is a... You are in... Oh, yeah.
We're in Ghost
Molly
Rock.
And, Molly and Morgan, you're in California. This is Ghost Rock. This is one of the prime sources for all of Ghost Rock.
You know
and
what?
Ghost Rock is what powers everything.
Out of curiosity, when we're sitting on the butte, did you try digging into the butte to see if there's any Ghost Rock on the rock you were in?
On the butte? No.
You look out, and if you figure that if there were veins of ghost rock, you'd at least be able to see them on the side of the beach. You know,
I figured as a mad scientist, he would be going.
So we're heading north.
You go to town. You get the bearings. I'm gonna stick around here for a little while. I'll meet you in town later.
Are you certain that's a good idea that you stay here alone?
I'm mighty certain, miss.
Okay.
So you're going to stay behind?
Being the most polite possible.
So he stays behind.
I look at him. I know that's not him at all.
You know that's not...
That's not the way he normally acts, is what he's saying.
I just... All right.
Hey, look.
Let's leave him here, because I've seen him this way. If he...
You guys,
he's got something up his sleeve.
All right, so you guys walk north
up his.
It takes you a good.
Let's see.
Mr. Jarvis running ahead, going, "Come on,
yeah,
come on." He doesn't seem to get tired at all. You guys, it takes a good 2.5-3 hours
of walking.
Solid walking till you get to.
It's really, it looks like a nice. Carrying all my goodies with me. God, I got a lot of stuff. At least we had food, we'd stop and eat it as we're driving. So we actually wouldn't get into town until after dark.
That's important. Alright, so you
oh, that was, let's say, 3 or 4
you,
hours.
A few hours later, you will find, you know, it was about midday. It's probably about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Why did we disappear?
Because, don't worry about it right now. Well, I'm not going to draw everything out, and a lot of the time, you know, when we don't need the minis, we're just going to talk and interact that way. So you're in town, and you're walking up, and you see a town. It's a nice little town. Look, I mean, you see a lot of you see some big cranes on the. It's, huh?
I'm thinking we're going to, we got Jarvis with us. As we get closer to the town, maybe we should.
Yeah, interestingly enough, there's a bunch of automatons around.
We absolutely could not leave Jarvis behind anyway.
No, I wasn't planning on leaving him behind. I'm just saying maybe we
should leave somebody behind with him and come back and get you guys.
The question is, do we want to bring? I mean, but then as we're getting closer to town, we see the automatons moving around.
Yeah, and he hears you guys kind of talking about this. He goes, "Do I need to hide?"
No, Jarvis, you don't need to hide.
Are you sure? I'm really good at hiding.
I'm sure you're very good.
You play hide and seek a lot.
All of a sudden, he just kind of goes, "Ka-chunk." His arms just kind of retract, his head retracts into his body, and what's left is just this little thing that looks like a crate. It just looks like a crate.
It just looks like a what?
Oh, Jarvis,
it looks like a crate.
Jarvis,
are you okay?
I'm good.
Jarvis, you're still very good at hiding, but I don't think you need to hide right now.
Are you sure?
There looks like, Jarvis, it looks like
I don't
like
know, what is the general,
people.
What is everybody else's opinion on Jarvis's need to hide at the moment?
So there are like other robot type things.
Right? We're seeing other robots
moving around. There's some, like, from where you're standing, you're probably about...
The outskirts.
Quarter of a mile, half a mile away from town, so. But it's a big enough town that you can see a lot of bustling activity. You see fishing boats on cranes being lowered into the maze.
Wow.
You see, and you can, from where you are, you can see some, I mean, you see little puffs of steam from things that are walking around on the docks that you would kind of, from general knowledge, assume that those are dock working automatons. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't look, and you don't see anybody looking at them funny or weird, you know. So just
looks like, I mean, you from where you're still half a mile away, you can see the automatons because they're actually they're fairly large automatons.
Oh wow!
But you don't see anything really that out of.
I suppose if Jarvis could, if we were worried, we could carry him in his crate form.
Jarvis, do you mind being in that form for a while until we're sure
whether or not it's safe for you?
Whether it's safe.
You're taking a nap. Okay. Well, shouldn't need their naps. It's okay.
Sister, you mind carrying Jarvis?
How much is he wearing? I was gonna ask.
So you go to pick Jarvis up, and it's like, what the heck? And it's
oh no, I don't mind carrying Jarvis.
He's like surprisingly light. It's like you're like ding ding ding. It's like, what the heck is this metal?
Magic.
Molly, you've seen this robot walking with you for the last few miles. Looks like a big robot. You know how solid it is. But you see, Sister Elizabeth, once it's in this box, kind of go, whoop! What the? Make me a mad science roll for mad science knowledge.
How do I do that?
Could you make some ghost rock metal or something?
I have new science.
New science, same thing. New science, mad science.
Intriguing.
Is it like evil? Is Ghost Rock evil?
It's new science.
No, Ghost Rock is...
I got two wild.
Keep rolling.
Oh, wow. She's getting a lot of
damage. She knows exactly what it is.
5 and 3.
That's Ghost Steel.
Okay, wait, pause. Okay, what is Ghost Steel?
Okay. Steel is made from taking iron and melting it with coal.
Okay.
Okay.
Which creates iron. So, when you take iron and melt it with ghost rock, you get ghost steel, which is 100 times harder and amazingly, amazingly light.
Ghost steel, though, is ghost steel, like, is that something that she's going to think, like, oh my gosh, this is, like, evil, bad stuff? And
no, you?
Yeah, that's my question.
It's unusual.
But it's not something...
The church's opinion of Ghost Rock is still...
Not sure.
We're not sure.
Up the air. Here's what people know about Ghost Rock, okay? It looks like coal, except it's got white lines running through it. The reason it's called Ghost Rock is that it makes the most god-awful screaming noise when it's burned. It sounds like someone screaming when it burns, which most scientists have attributed to pent up water and air inside the porous ghost rock escaping from the ghost rock. So it's just like a high pitched kind of when it burns. Now a lot of that noise for Jarvis is contained within his metal shell, so you don't hear that much.
He hears it every once in a while. Huh?
He's not also being melted right now.
So. He's not melted, but he's
powered by
ghost rock. Basically, anything that would have been powered by coal is now powered by Ghost Rock. Ghost Rock also burns 100 times hotter and 100 times longer than coal. You can power
a
locomotive. Basically, if you wanted to go from New York to Albany, it would take like 4 pounds of Ghost Rock.
Okay.
Whereas if you wanted to power a coal train from New York to Albany, you used to have one of those big old coal cars right behind the engine where they were shoveling coal in the entire trip. Front.
Okay.
So it takes a lot.
I just wanted to make
sure
that it's not something that she would think was.
It's something that right now
the
most
Vatican's not sure about.
It's like okay, it's a new material. There's it's creepy, but that's poppycock.
The screaming is that people were thinking that it was like pent up souls or something.
Yeah. Well, okay, and that's the one other thing is that there is the
myth.
Is the myth that Ghost Rock actually contains the souls.
Supported by who?
Supported by superstitious people.
Okay.
That Ghost Rock screams because there are souls trapped in it.
Okay.
Indian shamans of certain tribes.
Will say that, and some more superstitious people will say that, but Ghost Rock is incredibly profitable and is incredibly powerful, so...
Okay.
That's where the whole thing of new science came from.
So Molly has announced that it's made of Ghost Rock?
Of Ghost Steel, I don't know. Have you announced that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
basically were just going, that's ghost steel!
That's ghost steel!
Cool! Okay.
She doesn't keep anything to herself very much.
So you have this crate.
That's really light.
And you're just kind of like, I'm tucking under one arm and... I mean, it still weighs a good 10, 15 pounds because it's of, 6 foot tall robot of ghost steel. But
it's a gun occult peacemaker.
Dude, that gun makes the peace when it shoots someone.
Dude.
People just stop fighting right now.
The Colt was the gun inventor. The peacemaker was a lawmaker's weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lawman's weapon, and that's why it was the peacemaker.
Which is why I carry one.
Yeah, that's why you like
a peacemaker I got a peacemaker for another reason.
Anyway. Alright, so we're going towards town.
So you're going to town.
Carbine too, which is
and amazing. The one other thing you realize is that y'all are in the minority here.
There's no people?
No. There's a hell of a lot of Chinese folks.
Oh.
Oh!
I can...
Had I been with you guys, I'd know a little bit more about that. But
no, you're not with us. You're sitting back trying to find
you. I can speak language, right? So she has an ability in which she could speak the language?
Yes, you do have... There is the power if you need it. You see a couple guys at the gates just kind of...
At the gates?
Yeah.
Oh, this town's got gates on it?
Well, as you're going on the main thoroughfare into town.
Okay.
We're
just carrying our gear, moving into town, and let's see, so we've got...
People give you some kind of weird looks, and...
I'll wear my badge openly here, just for the hell of it, because I'm not sure
how... We're in the south, so...
Which part of... Yeah, how do we know what part of California we're in?
That's a good question. One thing you do know about California is that
the North and South haven't made it out this far. California's it's an open it's kind of like an open territory,
right?
Where it's not even in the disputed territories. It's California.
It's its own.
California is not even its own. There are multiple sections to California. In the south of California, there's the region of Los Angeles, and the city of Los Angeles, headed by the Reverend Ezekiel Grime.
Oh boy.
And
Los Angeles.
I believe he's in my book.
Yeah, Ezekiel Grime is definitely in your book. Up in the midsection, you've got. You've got. Oh, I'm sorry. You got the city of Los Angeles down south, and the north is what's known as Shanfat.
Which, what's the center?
North, south. South is city of Los Angeles territory.
How do you spell
Shanfat? Shan-Fan. Shanfan. That's owned by, or it's possessed by, a lot of Chinese immigrants and a lot of the triads. The triads are gangs.
Guess where we
are. The triads are gangs.
Okay, so we must be in northern.
You're in.
And this would be general knowledge that we would. Shanfan. That an educated person would know.
Most
yes,
educated.
Anybody who's fairly up on current affairs knows about California.
I would probably be no more than
you would. I suspect my character.
And there's a nicely painted sign that in Chinese and then below it in English says "Welcome to Goodwill."
Okay, so we're in
Goodwill.
Northern California.
Yeah, so you're in the city of Goodwill.
But we don't. Oh, it says Goodwill in English, correct?
Busy. It's 4:43. Just saying.
I know. I can leave as late as like 5:15, 5:20.
Okay.
Do you
mind if we keep going after you leave for a little while, or if?
No, I gotta do quite a bit of homework.
Do you still? Okay.
I'll stay till like 5:15, 5:20,
and then we'll call it.
It's like 15 minutes back to school from here, right?
Maybe. 15:20.
It could be a little longer.
Depending on traffic, but
and whether when what lights you hit.
Yeah. So yeah, you're in. You realize that you're in.
So you're in
Goodwill, which if you can, I'm going to let that book be a little bit more knowledgeable than it actually is. According to your stuff, it's in a section owned by a gang called the New Tomorrow Triad. They're kind of like the least violent of the triad groups. It's headed by a very headstrong man called the name of Taishu Chuan. Taishu Chuan. Taishu Chuan. And his territory takes up pretty much the northernmost three towns of California. Goodwill, Harmony, and New Opportunity. And you're in the southernmost of those three towns, which would be Goodwill. So you pretty much know where you are now. You're walking into town, and it's a nice, bustling little fishing village. You got little.
You're eating that piece of pizza is just unbelievable.
There's a couple paper boys with the local rag, and there's you see signs for hotels and some stuff. And so, what are you guys doing as you're walking into this town?
I'm
taking everything
church.
In. I'm still gonna. Figuring out where we are like that. I'm gonna wear the badge. So none of they may respect it a little bit. Not much,
all right.
I'm looking for a church. Remember, this
you're looking
is a
for a church.
I look at him and say, "You might want to take this off. This is a lawless place." I've listened to her. She's smart.
You leave it on.
Look at his face. Says, "Take it off."
Yeah, I'll put it underneath.
Keep in mind that this is triad territory.
Right,
you can always show
north and south. They don't care if you're from the north and south, unless you're from government north and south.
True. Yeah. So yeah, we'll
put the badge on the inside. That's what the badge on the inside.
I mean, I had to do that pretty much. We were going to Dodge anyways.
Okay, so we're gonna look for like a saloon
place,
or something, someplace where we can ask people, where we can ask where
okay.
we are and what's going on.
As you're walking in, I want each of you to make me one more quick notice check. I know I do a lot of notice checks to see things.
What is my notice? A D8?
2 and a 4.
2 and a 4. 6 and a 3.
What do I have a D12
for? 3
and
a wild.
A 2 and a 6.
Two and a 6. Roll the 6 again.
I just roll the six.
You don't re-roll everything. You just roll the six again. So.
I'm not going to roll higher than
six.
Eight.
No, wait. What was the six on?
The six was on the wild.
Right. You guys. You maxed the six, right?
Yeah.
You rolled a six the first time.
Yes.
Okay. So you rolled a four the second time. You got a ten.
Okay.
All right, Joey. With that raise, you as you're walking past one of the paper boys, you glance down and you see the date.
Oh boy.
It's currently July 12th. 1879.
Wasn't it 1877?
Yes, it was. John, Morgan, did either of you get a raise on your notice?
I'm still out in the middle of the wilderness. Right. He's not digging for ghost rock.
I got a six and a three.
1877.
Yeah, I'm
going to
make
it. I look
basically, it was like, it was 1876. It's 1879.
Duke. What?
Both of you make me guts checks.
Wait, what's the year?
You got an eight. You know, it's you also know that's 1879.
Guts checks?
Wait, what was the newspaper saying?
Well, I mean, I do a guts check.
July 17th, 1879.
Did she notice it?
No, you didn't notice it.
You didn't notice it. You don't know that.
I, if I said 12th the first time, we'll make it 17th. It's not.
I mean, you know it, but you don't.
Five and five.
Five is saying here. Okay, I got a one and four.
Okay. Okay. One.
Five.
One.
Oh, wait. Is this my D10?
Yeah. And I have my occult.
One and a four? Okay. Yeah. You all will pass your guts check this time. Actually, wait. Five and a five. Five and a five. One and a four. Ah, you fail.
No, she's going to go crazy.
Okay. No. It's really not that bad.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of out of character for my character to go crazy.
Yeah, she's kind of she's
that one. If that one found out, she'd probably start talking.
Yeah, I can see
she'd probably start talking to the newspaper.
The only thing that makes me go crazy is when things talk too much. I'm actually nothing freaks me out. Like, I'll be like hanging.
She's crazy. Because everything's been talking to me the whole time of her life.
Inside a moving train, and I was like, la 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 la.
See, she's been talked to by inanimate objects for so long that she just thinks that's normal.
Yeah,
the rest
thing,
of us
like,
are all nuts.
If they talk for too long, it starts to like make me like want to go like this. So like the constant talking of the robot was like making me nutty.
So the fact that it talked and then the fact that every part on it talked.
It's like being in a really loud room.
I haven't noticed, so I don't have to do a gut check.
Right. Everybody else kind of went, hey, that's night. Right.
We just lost 2 years.
Maybe you lost 2 years. Really we lost.
No, no. She basically.
Right on by you.
Here's the thing: is
yeah, I think
you've just time traveled 3 years. In the this is one of those weird things that occurs in the Deadlands. So you made your guts check. You kind of failed at basically a guts check is like, can I handle this? And right now your brain's going, I don't think I can handle that for right now. So.
Do not compute.
You.
Does not compute.
Nine. Yeah, you just kind of like. You just sit down on the ground, cross your feet, and take a few deep breaths. You're not really freaked. You're just like, okay, let's think about this one for a second.
Miss Joanna, are you okay?
Yeah, she has no idea.
Yeah, she doesn't know yet.
What year is it?
What year was it supposed to be?
77.
1977.
1877.
That newspaper says 1879.
Make a guts check.
I'm looking at the insane one. She seems to be taking this all in
stride. I got a
1 to
8, so I roll the 8 again, right?
Yeah, roll the 8. You pass. I mean, here's like 1879. Flash of light, 1879. Damn these new scientists and their stupid
these
inventions.
These new scientists are going to hell for the sins that they've committed.
I didn't do it!
I'm not talking about you, Miss Molly. I'm talking about the one who decided to catapult us into the future.
But you said all of us are going to hell.
And from the bottom of your arm... And from the bottom of your arm, you hear two things. You hear, we're in the future, and don't say fuck.
Who said fuck?
Me.
The boxes? She said fuck.
Okay.
She,
I was going to say, he'd say don't curse.
No.
Oh, you said a bad word.
The 10-year-old would probably be like, you said a bad word.
I'm telling daddy.
At this point, it's not even I'm telling daddy. It's,
can I say fuck now?
The nun's going to get you.
There you go.
My ruler.
You just try to hit me with that ruler.
Go ahead and put your knuckles out and tell me you can take it like a good school kid.
That sounded dirty.
And that's why my character's not there right
now. Thank God.
Hey, Morgan. Speaking of your character,
you're on.
Should I start rolling some notice checks to see if I can find any of this ghost rock that's supposed to be around here?
Go ahead and roll me two. Make it three notice checks.
Three.
Ooh.
Eight. Nine.
Well, you don't see the ghost rock.
And
oh, that's a six.
Oh, that is a six.
Oh, and another
six.
And another six.
Wait. And a five.
Show me the one on that die.
I think it's a six.
Oh, no, that's a one.
You're right.
What are you messing with me?
I'm not a six. I'm
wait
sorry.
A minute. Five.
One.
Yeah, no, with that second set, you don't notice the... you don't see any ghost rock, but... at one point, you turn around and you do notice that shovel that just hit you in the head. Thunk! Thump!
Oh boy.
And now you're unconscious. You're unconscious in the desert.
I just have to hope to God that they take all my stuff with me.
So all of you are there, and everybody seems to be in an amazingly good mood. Not you guys, but the town. And
Elizabeth's supposed to get a minus one dog. That's rules.
That's accounted for because, never mind, yeah.
Sorry.
I accounted for that. Don't worry.
I still got an eight, though.
Yeah,
so
she
got
plus something else, so.
And she had to get at least a four.
Four, yeah.
So I think she's quite fine.
You're what? Still going,
She's reading her character.
She knows, the thing about her being short?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Her character's like this tall.
Oh, she's a short nun.
She's basically this short, stout, not overly obese, but just stout nun who's a firecracker. I mean, that's pretty much the way Busy's been playing it, and that's the way I pretty much picture it. It's just this little firecracker who, if she's coming at you with the ruler, you're probably going to be more scared than if she draws her gun.
You will smack you with that ruler and hurt you badly.
I think that's actually why I originally gave her Intimidate. instead of persuasion, but
she can intimidate.
So
she's a nun with a ruler. Run!
That was my dad's least favorite thing from Catholic.
Yeah,
loves a ruler.
So
they were voting. Right, not anymore, but they used to up to.
Yeah, they can't do that.
So,
it's child abuse now.
So everybody seems to be happy around it. Did she finally get up off the ground?
As you guys are sitting there, you do notice two guys riding to town on horses, dragging him between them. Or actually, he's just basically unconscious over one of the saddles. They rode behind you into town like 5 minutes. Again, they're on horses. They're going to get to town a lot from where you were a lot faster than you would.
What's his name? Did we know his name?
Sebastian.
Yeah, I said it very smugly.
Duke.
Mr. McCord, do you know, is that Mr. Sebastian from the desert over there, shoulder over there?
I told you he was going to get himself in trouble.
We should go help him.
So you guys follow them, and you realize that they're at the local sheriff's office.
Oh, fantastic.
And they just drop him in front of the sheriff. They get the sheriff, and as you walk up, what you hear is, yeah, we're not sure if he's part of the gang. Well, he was out in the middle of nowhere just wandering around by himself. No, I don't think we're being too paranoid. You're basically hearing one side of a conversation. Well, I suppose he could have just been out there for good reason, but yes, sir. And basically, you simply come back out, and basically, Sebastian's tied up and being laid on the like wooden plank deck that's in front of like every building in the Old West, of course, that has to be there. It's the obligatory wooden plank thing. They come out and they just kind of like cut him loose. Prop him against the building and kind of just like walk off.
Is he hurt? Like, is he wounded?
He's
hit in the head?
Nothing. Not
fatal.
Really. He was just kind of like they basically just went bang and knocked him out. And you guys walk up and
when
you
I wake up,
you see the you see the marshal come out, kind of like, wake up, boy. You all right? I'm sorry about that. Some of the locals we're kind of nervous. And you guys are all hearing this as you're walking up. He's not in trouble at all. We've had a slew of some really, really bad crew, and we recently caught...
They speak English, right? Now speak Chinese, this guy.
This guy is speaking in English, because...
Does he look Chinese?
He actually looks like... Yeah.
Somebody wants your attention.
He looks Chinese, but he speaks perfectly fluent English, albeit with a Chinese accent, which I'm not even going to try. Don't, no.
No.
No, please don't.
Try what?
A Chinese accent.
Try a Chinese accent.
Try a Chinese accent.
Yeah, please don't. You're going to be... Cause you're going to post this on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, they They caught a man by the name of Artemis. I am
Artemis Fowl.
Artemis Fowl.
Go for it.
Artemis Shane. We caught Artemis Shane. He was the head of the Red Blood Gang, and he's due to be hanged. Oh, I gotta get going.
That's okay.
And what did he do to... I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What did he do to deserve to be hanged, exactly?
Well, he was ahead of a gang, and you don't know. But you notice that everybody's heading towards the center of town. Like, the entire town has pretty much stopped what it's doing and heading towards the center of town.
I'm going, ow, my face hurts. As I look up and I see him and I go...
So you guys going to go follow and see what's going on, or...?
I have no desire to watch a person be hung.
Okay.
I'm concerned find that about whether or not the person actually deserves to be hung.
Okay, so you're
I'm
going...
Gonna,
so
I'm
going
to
see a good hanging.
You're gonna, you want to see a good hanging with her, yeah. You're going with her, and...
My face really hurts!
Why are you...
I'm turning to him going,
suck it up!
When did you guys get back?
You got to us.
You see, this is why we should stay in a group.
Okay.
Apparently, man up and come with us.
So, you're going to stay with the kid.
I think I'm with his mom
okay
saying that we're not sure that this man is done something worthy of being murdered.
Ooh.
All right, so everybody's going to check it out. Jarvis is still in the
always
so
cheer me up.
Right now, don't worry about Jarvis. Just So you guys go. And,
if you had a proper trial?
You get to there, and they have erected in the center of town a gallows, and there's a big noose, and there's a dude standing there.
The gallows is not friendly.
He's got a noose. You see this guy? He's cuffed behind his back. He's got a noose around his neck, and he's standing there. And you see the marshal come up, pull a paper out of his pocket, and the thing is like this long.
Oh, God. I know.
Now, being a Texas Ranger, probably having
Artemis Shane.
I kind of know these things.
Having worked for the Texas Rangers, I know.
By the power invested in me by the town of Goodwill, you have been charged, tried, and convicted of the following crimes: horse thievery, 72 counts of murder,
wow,
15 counts of robbing from old women.
Oh my goodness!
Hold on, I actually have to find. There's a chart in the Deadlines book of like all the crimes.
I mean, horse thievery
lots
alone is a hanging crime in the old
yes,
West.
Yes, horse thievery is alone.
It's like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, it's not even. No, it's even worse than that. Yeah, it's second to murder because
horse rustling.
You steal somebody's horse and you're out in the desert.
12 counts of rape, 13 counts of bank robbery, and 5 counts of grand larceny. You are now therefore sentenced to be hung from the neck until dead. Do you have any last words? And this guy's not wearing a hood. This is the Old West. They don't put hoods on these guys. And all you hear, and you're way in the back, and crazy enough, you can hear it clear as day. All you hear, laissez la bonne terre rouler!
Huh?
And the hangman pulls the thing.
And what? Sister Elizabeth Catherine
and
is saying her prayers for
and
peaceful repose of this
man's opens
soul.
And the guy drops.
What did he say?
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
I know.
Oh, French. Can I cast speak
French
language?
No, you don't even need it. It's a fairly common phrase.
French, yes.
French, mainly from the New Orleans region.
I know, I figured that was dead.
Oh, I would probably pick this up right away.
Cajun.
He sounds very Cajun, and you would know that it means let the good times roll.
Oh, yeah.
So you just see this thing open. He drops, hits, jerks. You hear, pop, as you see his neck go to the side, and he's just swinging there. And they let him swing there for 5 solid minutes. They want to make, like, his legs twitch a bit. They want to make sure this is dead.
He pees his pants.
They pull him up.
Fire, let's go.
A doctor comes up, checks him out. Nods. this huge cheer just goes up. Everybody starts going, dancing. You know, this guy's been torturing this region for a while. I totally stole part of this plot from another game I was listening to recently. But I like part of it, and I'm adapting it for myself.
I'm still saying a prayer for this man's soul that he doesn't go to hell.
I'm cheering.
You're saying
good riddance.
Bastard.
You're saying a prayer for a man's soul who was a rapist murderer.
Not that
she would still pray for his mortal soul.
Right. That would be
okay.
For forgiveness. She would intercede for God, on God for his behalf so that he can be granted forgiveness in his death.
Okay.
There you go.
So I
lean over to his.
So actually, as you're saying that prayer, all you see, you happen to notice, you look up from saying your prayer, and you just see crows.
Oh dear God.
You see about 15 crows circling in the sky.
Now I'm going to pray for the crows.
And they all land on the gallows, and they're just sitting there, and they don't move. They call a few times, but all of them appear to be looking right at the body.
Those birds are not acting like normal birds.
You think?
Yes.
So, cart the body off. Yeah. They cart the birds, kind of disappear, and everything kind of just goes back to
start dissipating.
And so it's starting to get late in the day. I assume you would want to go look for lodgings and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you go.
What's in town?
Inns. Taverns, inns and taverns. Wow, back to D&D. Saloons.
They are different.
Hotels. Basic lodging places, you know, for people passing through.
A lot of times you'll find a saloon.
A room will run you. It's the middle of California. Money's a little tight out here. Things are a little bit more expensive. A solid room will actually run you $3.50 a night.
Where do I
have money, so I'm good.
Your money is
on the front. May I ask another question?
$30
Did there turn out to be a church in the area or no?
No.
No, okay. Otherwise, I'd go.
There's not a church. There's this tiny little thing where the, 10 people who live in this town who are actually Christian can go to pray. There isn't even an actual priest there.
It's just a little.
It's just, a little building that has, a cross on it and you know.
Does anybody want it or is it just open?
Open and one of the locals just kind of they take turns leading church services because they don't have a priest.
I'm trying to ask
if a couple of them will see you and be like, oh sister, you know, can you
I'm trying to ascertain whether or not I could ask the people in that area to let us use the church's lodgings for the night.
Probably not enough room in it. Well, it's probably 16.
Yeah, it's really not. I mean, it's like let me put it this way: the entire church is the size of this room.
We all figure.
Case in point, but there's people coming and going at all hours, and it's not.
There are
not,
men and women and at the time, you know, and, especially for
yeah,
you.
And it's, yeah, it's not.
Where's Jervis?
I'm still on him.
Oh, you still have Jervis.
Jervis?
I would never leave
Jervis. Oh, yeah. This is kind of important.
The hell's that box?
Jarvis. He's hiding. Jarvis, say hello.
This head will actually just kind of go
out of the box. I forgot to tell you. He's ghost steel.
Really?
I noticed that look. Remember, we left you out there and look what happened to you. Don't be doing nothing stupid.
So you'll find lodgings for the night.
So it's $3, right?
It's $3.50 for the night.
If I was looking for a shovel, I found one really close to my head.
Okay.
That's what you get for staying out there by yourself.
It's $3.50 a night each. I assume you all will find, you will take a room, or the men and the women will take separate rooms.
$3.50
or $3?
$3.50.
Oh.
Depends on what Miss Joanna wants.
And
really, sir?
I'm kidding.
None.
It's like, oh. None.
Done
with Lily.
Smack!
I can totally just see that out of nowhere. Smack!
I have to make sense that she's the only one I can count on if we get into a fight.
Everybody will go to bed. You'll have dinner. That's included in your lodgings for the night.
I stay up.
Tinkering with his stuff.
Your new arm.
What are you trying to do? Open the box?
Absolutely not. Jarvis is staying with Sister Elizabeth Carathery, and the door is going to be locked.
So in the middle of the night, a piercing scream cuts through the silent town.
Oh boy.
Like, what does it sound like?
Like
it sounds like
pitched whistle?
It sounds like two women screaming.
Oh, okay.
And then you just hear a commotion, and and the next thing you hear is...
No, I was working cleaning my guns. That's what I would do.
The grave! The grave is open!
Oh boy.
Artemis is back! And that's where we're going to end it.
Okay. Oh, come on!
What? Busy 3507.
Sneak. When do we have...
I would like to play again in 2 weeks.
Okay.
What D&D game are you guys in right now? Like,
I'm actually going to stop with Martin.
Why is there no one to talk gaming with around here?
What you need, my friend, is the Gamer's Haven.
Gamer's Haven? What's that?
The Gamer's Haven is a podcast that talks about all sorts of tabletop games. RPGs, card games, board games, and more. And if you have a need of a fix of role-playing, listen to one of their many actual play podcasts. They have ones for Deadlands, Dungeons & Dragons 4E, Pathfinder, and more. Just go to www.gamershavenpodcast.com to find them.
Wow! Are you some sort of sage?
No, I am just a guy from New Jersey doing a really bad accent. Go to the Gamer's Haven now!
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.